This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about sort of a novel. It's certainly got a lot of reference to things that could have happened, might have happened. It's a very interesting look at what kind of things have been going on in our country. Justice on the Mountain is written by Michael Gere, if you're going to look it up, hopefully, and get it on Amazon. The mountain is set in Colorado, and there was a lot of justice there, although not too much involved the legal system. So, Mike, I want to thank you for some of the things that were so delightfully politically incorrect. A conservative middle-aged woman, I think I can say that since I'm over 50 and I can call people middle-aged at that age, and she's married to a black guy, and she gets herself into a humdinger of a situation. And I thought it was an interesting setup that you had, because she was doing something that cops do quite regularly, responding to a call for help, a 9/11 call. And turned out she's the one that needed 9/11.
That's right.
So, well, maybe just as a general matter, why don't you expand on the kinds of difficulties and dangers that cops are probably routinely facing when they get a call from the 9/11 dispatcher?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, first, Larry, thank you so much for having me on. That's number one. And number two, thank you for everything you do for the Constitution, preserving the Constitution, and preserving our rights. You've been a warrior out there for many years, and I think I speak for zillions of folks out there who really appreciate it and respect you a great deal for all you've done.
It's nice of you to say that, but that wouldn't happen at all were it not for lots and lots of very loyal members who want to keep this work going.
Keep the boat afloat. Absolutely.
And actually, they're part of the action, and you may know this. I suspect you may be on the email list, but they're part of the lobby force. They're really what makes things happen.
Absolutely.
Old Senator Dirksen was fond of saying that when he felt the heat, he saw the light. And it's the members of Gun Owners of America, with phone calls and email, not spending a whole lot of time, but collectively put a lot of heat on members of Congress, and we don't have them completely corralled and under control, but I guarantee you things would be a whole lot worse were it not but for what these members are willing to do. So
no question.
I appreciate the compliment, but they really are the ones who are the point of the spear. So anyway,
to your question.
Yeah.
Well, I write, this is my second novel now, and I have a whole series that will actually be complementing this. And my aim when I started writing these was to kind of break out of the mold of current fiction, especially current fiction as it has to do with anything to do with faith, and that is to write real stuff based on real incidences, real people, and mostly using actual circumstances. So it's interesting you talk about the 9/11 call that hoodwinked the police officer in question. She's actually a deputy sheriff, and got her up into the side of a mountain in a remote area by herself. And I had a reader send me an email, track me down, sent me an email and said, you have stuff in here that would never happen. And so I responded. I said, okay, give me one. And they came back and they said, well, a police officer like this, a deputy sheriff, would never be out on her own. And I said, well, absolutely, you're incorrect. More and more across this country, we're seeing police officers, especially in less populated counties across
the West.
I
think that's the point. Ideally, obviously, they're going to be in pairs for no other reason than accountability, as well as somebody to have your back. So it kind of works both ways.
Well, I pulled this right out of the news when I figured
you had it. Just it had that feel of the this is stuff that is happening, is about to happen,
absolutely,
has already happened.
So this has happened a number of occasions, but a single female officer responding to a call, getting hoodwinked or getting trying to get worked into an ambush, has happened numerous times actually across the country. And the incident that I decided to zero in on was one that actually happened in Utah, where a young lady just out of her, and I'm with you, I can call them a young lady or a middle-aged lady, happened to be out on a remote call, and she was by herself, and she was only out of the academy for like 90 days, and she was riding by herself in a remote section of the county in Utah and ran into a gunfight. So absolutely, this does happen. It was a premeditated gunfight, and the perpetrator got away with some wounds, but our deputy lived on. So it does happen. It absolutely is the case. And as with most of the incidents in this book, are based, now they may not have happened in Colorado, but I've transported them. That's what we call literary license. So,
well, and it also struck me from what you were writing that this wasn't something that you looked up in the encyclopedia. You seem to have some familiarity with this rural mountainous part of Colorado. And
I do.
That lent itself clearly to the real feel of what you were writing.
Well, in my first novel, was actually based on a true incident of a dad and his two young kids lost in this exact same area, and that was based on a true incident as well. So I know the area, and again, all five novels will be set in this same area.
Well, I'm glad to hear there's some others coming, because it was quite enjoyable to read it. It was quite a bit of a page-turner, and because it had that real feel, I took it with a grain of salt that one takes, obviously, a novel, but it was like a bit of a tour through a part of the country that I wouldn't normally be traveling in.
Well, and I hope your folks in Colorado get that feel as well.
Well, maybe they'll give us some feedback.
Exactly.
No, this guy must not ever been out of New York City. What do you?
I think you've
got a good handle on it.
Thank you.
So she was lured into a trap, and that was a very suspenseful situation to get things started, and I thought it was quite plausible, so I'm sorry that there were some that thought maybe you were taking literary license too far. That's precisely the kind of thing that evil tries to do. They try to catch people unawares. We're still unwrapping what happened in Las Vegas, but clearly one of the key things to that terrible crime was catching people unprepared, unaware.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I would hasten to point out that like 98% of all the other mass shootings in our country took place from a gun free zone, the hotel.
Yep.
And they are militant about that. I pulled down the Mandalay's security personnel policy. This is not just for you or me going in as a guest. This is for the people that work there in quote-unquote security. And they are expressly prohibited from having a gun, a knife, pepper spray, and I'm leaving out two or three other things that one might at least somewhat defend oneself with. that so obviously the dirtbag figured that he was going to extend his timeline for his murder spree because of the environment that he chose to put his dirty deed in. Well, the music is coming up on us. We're going to head into a break.
I want to pick up on that thought when we come back.
Let's do that. Hold on to it. It won't be too long. We're talking with Michael Gear. He's author of Justice on the Mountain. He's also politically active here in Northern Virginia, and that's actually how I first got acquainted with him. We'll be back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Michael Gear. He's the author of the action-packed novel Justice on the Mountain. Gets into a number of themes that interest us here at Gun Owners of America. And one of them we were touching on as we headed into the break, and that is the kind of job that the cop has and the danger in which this one particular cop, 50-year-old female deputy, found herself in. And, Mike, you wanted to pick up near that point, so let me
let you... Well, I was interested in addition to writing novels, I also write a weekly column, and can be found on bullelephant.com and other blogs around the country. And last week I wrote on this very subject, and I think my title was "You Can't Fix Evil." And
there's only one fix, and it's rather permanent. I would say.
Exactly correct. And this is a very, you know, I think Las Vegas is a great learning exercise for some of our fellow citizens who don't think guns make a difference or somehow think guns, you know, don't want anything to or don't believe in guns. That's what I love it when someone tells me they don't believe in guns, because the bad guys sure do. And here was a case of at least one very, very sad individual. And
of course, by the way, let me just jump in right behind that. Neither did the Mandalay Hotel, and I guess MGM that owns them. Their quote security personnel, how safe are you feeling right now about that? Were
exactly
expressly
right.
Prohibited from having anything except their fists. And my guess is that if they ever slugged an unruly guest, they'd probably be in a lot of trouble.
Exactly. Well, what a bizarre situation. Here's a guy traveling up and down in the freight elevator, and evidently outside of visual audio or visual alerts. It's a very strange circumstance, but it's a prime example of what happens when good people aren't armed. And so it picking back up with our deputy sheriff here, who had the guns? The bad guys. it's hard enough to make it in this world armed. I just can't imagine doing it unarmed. And so there's some themes in this book that I really kind of tried to take through the book. And although it wasn't specifically talking about guns, it was certainly talking about the whole book. How do we confront evil, and what are the, you know, what are those psychological and moral limits we have in confronting evil, and likewise, what's our responsibility, Larry, to protect innocent life and to defend ourselves? Do we have
I think
moral
that is so key. In fact, when I wrote with the help of some of the others here, Gun Owners of America, it's a piece that I believe it's called "What Does the Bible Teach About Gun Control?"
Right.
One of the conclusions that I came to was that, first of all, lethal force in the defense of innocent life is absolutely justified in Scripture. And there's just no two ways about that. And to disarm the innocent and potential victim is to be complicit with evil people. God in the Scripture was so uninterested in what Cain used to end the life of his brother that it doesn't even tell us. We can assume it might have been a big rock. It could have been a stick that he sharpened.
Absolutely.
It could maybe some other thing. Maybe he figured out how to hang him. I don't know. And that wasn't the issue. The issue was he was evil and he had to be dealt with.
Well, Larry, I used an example that I took a lot of flack on in Rwanda in the early 1990s.
Yep.
800,000 Rwandans were killed in less than 40 days.
After they had been disarmed by their government.
With machetes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I tell this to folks who start prattling on about gun control, and I said, well, how do you explain this then? And they don't they look at you. I mean, there is no answer for it.
And, of course, it was one of Hitler's chief instrumentalities for disarming not just Jews, but so many other most Germans were disarmed by German gun control. The same as almost all Russians were disarmed by Stalin and Lenin's gun control. Same with Pol Pot. You know, there seems to be a pattern here that when dirtbags get ready to do some massive injury and death, they like to make sure that the guns aren't there. And the Las Vegas dirtbag couldn't pass a law, but he took advantage of the stuck-on stupid of somebody else.
That's exactly correct. Well, when I was laying out the framework for this book in my mind, I went back and I read my Martin Luther and my Assisi and all this, and I just wanted to revisit this whole concept of protecting innocent, self-defense, and just wars. And I come away with, strengthened, not weakened, in the sense that there is no question in my mind that protecting innocent life, and this is why I'm so avidly pro-life, protecting innocent life is a primary moral responsibility of the state, and subsequently a responsibility of the citizens of that state. And it really, there's really no way to get out of that. And even Jesus said, there will come a day when you'll sell everything you have to own a sword. And
that's a toughie for the gun control crowd.
That's right. It is a clear mandate, and God help us, and I mean that literally, when we get to the point where we assume that the government will supply security for us at the end of the day, as Mrs. Toro found out, and kind of a segue back into the book here, when I laid this out, I was thinking about what we're seeing, the evolution of crime fighting centralized and bureaucratized and subsequently politicized here in Washington, D.C., and its effectiveness. And I tried to weave that thread also in this story that our sheriff in this and all the people searching for this kidnapped deputy up on the mountain, kidnapped at gunpoint and witnessing murders, all the apparatus in the county was dead set against getting the feds involved. And I did that and took that string out, and I actually went back and researched numerous cases where the feds came into a local community taking over an investigation
where they have no constitutional authority.
Absolutely.
To do that.
They
We're talking today with Michael Geer, G-I-E-R-E. His book, Justice on the Mountain, is sort of a novel. He did make up some of the things, but kind of reality-based, and we're discussing themes that clearly need to be dealt with by real people with real lives in real places. And we'll be back and talk some more with Michael Geer in just a minute.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, we will continue our conversation talking with Michael Geare, G-I-E-R-E, his novel, Justice on the Mountain. It's actually the second in a series of what hopefully will be five. And, Michael, we will no longer be friends if you don't let me know when I can buy the next one.
Well, I promise you I will. And I'm under contract for five, so I've got to produce them now, you know. And I'm actually almost ready for with three for next year.
Glad to hear that.
Well, you know, I wanted to also, as we were talking about the responsibility to protect innocent life and the responsibility of us individually to defend ourselves, absolutely a clear, historically accurate perception of both the Jewish and the Christian faith. The other, I try to, in this, leave open at least the ambiguity that circumstances present to us, and how important it is to be clear about your thinking about this before an event makes you make the decision on the fly.
That I think is so very, very key. There's been instances where evidently a police officer who had to openly pack a gun as part of getting dressed every day, was killed with his gun in his holster, or even in his hand perhaps, but not having ever fired the gun. And yes, the element of surprise can be a factor, of course, but it's also unquestionably, and we have some survivors of these predicaments, where they were having the discussion that you and I are having right now, when is it proper, when can you legitimately, as a Christian or as a Jew, take a life, and when can you not? And you can generally know, but and then a particular circumstance comes up, you bloody well better have a framework for making that decision to interpret those circumstances.
Well, as you know, and hopefully many of your listeners will soon be readers, and then they'll know, our hero, our deputy sheriff, our protagonist, had thought this out. And we get a little insight on her mental thinking as she was arranging that. But in the meantime, her husband, as you know, was a former helicopter pilot in the U.S. Army. And not to give away too much of the plot, because we want folks to buy the book and figure it out and sell some buy some books for me.
Figure it out on the fly, we might say.
Yeah, and make my publisher happy, by the way. And so our helicopter pilot, her husband, also had to make exactly the same decisions, and his was a little bit different because he was actually facing very specific, identifiable threats in the way of the cartel. And it was another look into our federal policy, I hope, and a little kind of sub theme about how we how in this country we've actually weaponized our federal policing authorities, which, as you point out, have no constitutional authority to go into these counties, but often do anyway. And actually they're weaponized, hurting the chances, not helping the chances of bringing realistic conclusions to situations. In this case, the presence of the cartel on the mountain and all the rest was, and by the way, absolutely pulled out of two factual cases. So this wasn't made up at all.
Oh, no. That absolutely had the ring of truth. Anybody who's been reading anything in the newspapers would not be surprised that the dirtbags had set up a drug lab in a remote area where they were hoping they could operate without being bothered by the cops. I mean, that's kind of like, duh.
That's exactly right. But my helicopter pilot had to make these decisions as well. And his turned out a little bit different. And it turned out, and without giving away any of the ending, it turned out a little bit different in the sense that it might leave some of us wondering whether he had fully thought that out or not. But I'll leave that for the readers to discover.
And certainly just the thought should lead the rest of us to kind of come to grips with that. One of the fellows that I like to refer to in this context, and you probably know him, is Charles van Wyk from Cape Town, South Africa,
yes,
who has survived two shootouts that he definitely did not initiate. In both cases, he was, I guess we could say, he was jumped. And he had actually thought through if something, well, just to talk about one thing that did happen, he was in a church at night, Sunday night, and he had already thought, what if some dirtbags were to jump up on the stage and start killing people? Well, that had caused him, a very large church, and Sunday night, not that many people. Nevertheless, he had sat all the way in the back. I'm sure there were like 20 rows between him and the next person that might be sitting in a chair. And that enabled him in this riser seating arrangement to use one of the seats as a bench rest for his little handgun, for which he has subsequently apologized. He's got a better piece than a 38 revolver now. Was, by the grace of God, was able to wound one of the attackers and break off the attack, which, by the way, suggests that they have their game plan and they will do what they can. Presumably the smarter ones do a lot, like the dirtbag in Las Vegas, to insulate themselves from the inevitable.
Absolutely, yep.
And Charles, by wounding that guy, the cops figured he might have saved 100, 200 people's lives, because they had hand grenades, they had full-auto machine guns.
Yep.
They were really having a grand old time there, and they figured they were going to really kill them a bunch of folks. And by having thought it out ahead of time, Charles, when he saw he had fired those two shots and nobody went down to the floor, you know, unlike the movies,
right.
Even though you wound somebody, it may not necessarily be the end. And so Charles said, darn, plan B needs to go into effect. And so he ran out a back door out into the parking lot, where it turned out the dirtbags were also running toward their getaway car, where a third guy was stationed, and they were able to get away for a time. But had Charles not thought all of that out, even to having had a plan B?
Right.
I need to ask him if he ever had a plan C. But by the grace of God, the two plans seemed to work. He was at church with a gun, and after all this happened, he even had other Christians ask him, but why would you have had a gun at church?
No way. It's hard to believe. Well, I think those of us who are responsible gun owners, and especially those of us who have concealed carry, we have a responsibility to think through what we would actually do. I mean, you know, putting a gun on your hip is carrying around under your coat is a
Start.
Awesome.
And it's not
awesome
the end of the
responsibility.
Matter.
It's an awesome responsibility, and I feel it goes back to this protecting innocent life and self defense, and it's a very high calling. I also would like to draw your attention to the end of the book. And again, not to give away the ending.
Why don't you hang on to this point you want to make
that
comes up at the end of the book. The book is Justice on the Mountain. The author is Michael Gear, and I've got the privilege of talking to him for this show. And we're going to be back and talk some more in the last segment about some of the themes that are so important for all of us to consider before things happen, perhaps.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Maybe not today, Maybe not tomorrow, but soon. You'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Michael Beer, my guest today, is author of Justice on the Mountain. I get most of my books through Amazon. I've got a Smile account that benefits the Gun Owners Foundation. Whenever I make a purchase, and anybody else that's participating in that program starts off their purchase by going to smile.amazon.com and having set up an account on that computer, automatically credits the Gun Owners Foundation with a rather tiny little slice of that transaction. But happily, enough people are doing that that the Gun Owners has received an increasingly significant quarterly check from Amazon based on that. So,
let's increase that.
Well, and I hope they do it by, in part, buying Justice on the Mountain. And if you haven't set up a Smile account, then please indicate that you want to designate Gun Owners Foundation as the beneficiary of your commercial activity on Amazon. Anyway, let's get back to Justice on the Mountain. It raised some really important themes, and we have been talking about, in a way, I guess more generally, we could describe it as situational awareness. Okay, I need to constantly remind myself, I'm leaving the office, it's at night, everybody's gone, sometimes the building is, it would appear to be totally empty, and I'm walking out of the parking lot. Am I just fat, dumb, and happy? Or am I going to be at least paying a minimum attention?
Right.
Gee, that car's engine's running, or, you know, I don't think I have to be Chicken Little, but it would probably be a good idea to be kind of situationally aware, the way Charles von Weck was. And from time to time, we see characters in Justice on the Mountain having also considered things ahead of time.
Well, I draw your hopeful potential readers' attention to the last part of the book, the very end of it. We kind of come face to face with some of the perpetrators of evil, and I did an enormous amount of research on the end of the book to make it perfect. I interviewed a number of people who've actually been in the area that we're talking about on the U.S. border. I visited the Indian nation described, so I wanted every detail to be as good as I could get. And
by the way, that was kind of evident when I was reading the book that this author has a lot of familiarity with the environmental circumstances of the setting.
I appreciate it, and I hope you notice I learned virtually how to fly a helicopter too. So there's a helicopter in this, and
I'll beg off if you want to take me for a ride.
you don't want to go up with me, but I a helicopter, a commercial helicopter pilot read over it all and said you're spot on. So
good.
But at any rate, the end of the book, I really kind of try to tie up a couple themes in there, not only about what we've been talking about, what's our responsibility, and that kind of is the undercurrent of the book. There's also this, what are we doing in this country when we have 100, 120, 150, who knows, $1 billion in cash, untaxed cash, flowing around in the financial system, flowing up and down our highways, and we catch, on a percentage-wise, we catch a fraction of 1% of the money is ever tracked back. 1%, less than 1% of the drugs are ever caught, and yet we spend how many billions a year trying to do it? And kind of the larger point tying back is, here's another centralized, politicized process in Washington that doesn't work. And not only does it not work, it may even make everything worse, and it may even be endangering American citizens. I think we can just say flat out it is endangering American citizens. And so I kind of try to wrap it all up and not only looking at our responsibility for self-defense and all this, but also how we look at what Washington does in some of these things. And as an example, I always ask friends how we have a highway out here. Highway 81 splits down, goes down the back of Virginia. Estimated that 30-40% of the drugs entering the country end up on that highway, and yet we almost never catch any of it. How's that possible? How is it possible that we move all these billions of dollars in the financial system, and yet we never,
by the way, it just
we
as
never
a,
catch anything?
A partial answer to that is under our not very lamented departed former leader of the country, the Border Patrol was moved back 440 miles from the border. That's like a big old y'all come sign, because you got 39 miles to disappear into the country and be part of whatever population may or may not be there. It sets up a very difficult, more difficult than it ought to be to deal with this problem. And so some of it's intentional on our part, on the part of our political leaders.
Well, I'm one of those cranky old conservatives, and I'm beginning to think that maybe our political class is looking the other way a lot of times. I know that's a heck of a thing to say.
Well, I think it's both parties, and I think that's why Judge Roy Moore in Alabama was able to win against a sort of an incumbent that had been appointed to fill Jeff Sessions' Senate seat when Mr. Sessions became Attorney General. That he was outspent 10 to one.
Yes.
And he, from what I can tell from looking at the polling, such as we can rely on it, during the campaign, the margin of his victory was about the same as it had been.
Absolutely.
Give her 3 or 4 weeks going in. Apparently, everybody had already made up their mind. They knew they were bloody well going to vote against the establishment, and that was the way it turned out. We can only hope that the rest of the Republican voters in the country have the same view in these other primaries that are coming up, because there's an awful lot of Republicans that, to use the term of the day, are swamp creatures themselves. Swamp creatures are not just populated by Democrats.
Absolutely. A lot of money involved, Larry. A lot of money. And
indeed.
Sad to say, we've created a system that almost invites tragedy, frankly, and invites in so many ways, not just physically for people, but financially and politically, and it's almost you have to believe that some of it isn't just contrived, it's purposeful.
Well, that decision, for example, just one of many, we had a Border Patrol agent talking with us right now, we'd be given many other examples, but 40 miles from the border is the first checkpoint? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid so, but they're very...
Try going into Mexico for 40 miles with a load of anything without
absolutely.
Being inspected.
You know, it's one other interesting aspect of this is, isn't it interesting that the first people that the centralized Washington government wants to go after are law-abiding people, not only on just guns, but think about your financial transactions.
The privacy invasions that were set up by the Patriot Act are
egregious. Just egregious, and you know you can't take more than $10,000 out of the bank, or you have to be reported to the federal government, and yet all the billions of dollars the drug dealers move through the system somehow.
But the amount of money that Obama was sloshing around from one budget to another with impunity, you and I tried to do something like that, and we'll be wearing orange clothing.
Well, may I give you a final plug? I know we're running out of time here.
Yes, sir.
But your readers can, you know, I encourage them to use what's the name of the smiley face or the smile account, right?
Yeah, smile.amazon.com, and just go and plug in Justice on the Mountain, and it'll pop the book right up.
It'll pop it right back up, and it's available in e-book, it's available in a paperback, and it's available even in a hardback. And would absolutely love them to read it and write a review and tell their friends about it.
Well, Michael Gere, thanks for writing Justice on the Mountain, and we look forward to talking about the next volume as you get it produced and
we'll
our
do.
Hands. Just let
it'll
me know,
be
my
right
friend.
Up your alley again.
I'll be buying one. You take care. Bye-bye.
Larry,
thanks for
thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.